Trade deadline 27 hours away. Orioles have made three trades so far, all involving relief arms. We expect there will be at least one more trade to come in the next day or so. Mike Elias on MLB Network talks about the trade deadline.
We're 11 games under 500. It's been a huge disappointment. I mean, I've talked about it the last couple of weeks. None of us wanted to be here, expected to be here. There's a number of reasons for it. And we're taking account of how we got here. But the reality is when we're at that point in the standings and 11 days away from the trade deadline, you know, we've got to be realistic about our situation. And the conversations that I'm having right now are more oriented towards seeing what's out there for some of our available major league players. And, you know, we're not blowing up the team. And we think we're going to be very good again in 2026 and have that intention. And, you know, we're not interested in changing the foundation of the team, but to the degree that we have players that interest other guys or other clubs that are coming towards the end of their contract, we got to listen to that. So that's what we're spending our time on. You know, you talk about everything, you listen to everything, you explore opportunities, but we're trending in that direction right now, and it's not what we want to be doing.
So that was 11 days before the trade deadline. We're now one day before the deadline. Since that conversation, I think he's traded Gregory Soto and Sir Anthony Dominguez. What else do you see coming in the next 27 hours?
I mean, I can't, like, you can't say they've made headway. I mean, those two, there was no chance. I mean, like, there was no chance in hell either one of them was going to be on this roster August 2nd.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Right. I mean, why would they be?
No. But I think you could say the same for a Cedric Mullins. You could say the same for a Charlie Morton. You could say the same for a Ryan O'Hearn.
But relievers are the easiest thing to say.
Sure. And they
that,
also...
That, those other things still... That takes, like, real work.
No, I get that.
That takes real acumen. You're going to be judged a little differently for that versus two guys who were bad. Like, let's be real. Brian Baker, as a Baltimore Oriole, was more bad than good. Gregory Soto, as a Baltimore Oriole, was more bad than good. Sir Anthony Dominguez, as a Baltimore Oriole, was more bad than good. He didn't start getting good until the team was 18 games below 500.
Yeah.
He sucked early in the year when it mattered. That's the reality. Cedric Mullins has one of the most prolific seasons in Orioles history. O'Hearn was an all-star.
Yeah.
Like, Morton is a starting pitcher who's kind of weird and hard to trade because he's had three seasons in one. Like, the easy stuff is falling off his lap, but, like, he ain't done a real thing yet, and he's running out of time.
I think you're right there. Those trades are easier. I'm a little surprised what he got for in those deals. He got a top 10 prospect for Sir Anthony Dominguez. I didn't think that was going to happen.
I mean,
it's
a kid with a 3.6 ERA.
I hear you. Like, I didn't think they were getting a top 10 organizational prospect for him.
In a bad organization. And you want to know the really damning thing? He's number 8 here.
Yes.
So what does that tell you? Toronto's not on top of the world.
But still, it's a no-brainer to do.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. But not all these are... That's exactly my point. He hasn't done a hard thing yet.
No. But I was still surprised at the returning guy.
I mean, those guys are still no-brainers. I get what you're saying. It's different because it's easier for relievers. But it should be a no-brainer that Cedric Mullins and Ryan O'Hearn are dealt.
And by the way, Ryan O'Hearn and Cedric Mullins are running out of time. They should be getting teams excited. They're both doing stuff as we head towards the deadline.
Cedric Mullins, he looks like he's going to be on that hot streak.
I mean, there's definitely a part of me that's very worried that they're not going to accomplish close to all that they should. Because again, to me, they haven't gotten a jump on anything.
So you think one of those guys is still here?
I would not be shocked.
Bone, I think they're both gone.
Yeah, that would be serious.
Between Laureano.
Laureano's the wild card.
Mullins and O'Hearn.
Exactly. Laureano's the wild card.
I'm far from convinced he's moving them all.
I would move them all, but I'm with you.
I'd already moved one or two.
Yes, I would too. I think Mullins and O'Hearn are definitely gone. Laureano, I'm less convinced.
I mean, Urias. I don't think he's going to... He'd have been gone already for me. I don't care what I got for him. But, like, I'm not totally convinced he's not here August the 2nd. But like, how many starting pitchers are getting dealt?
Let me ask you a question, though, and I'm not trying to push back, but like Ramon Urias, I would trade him too, but is that a priority for any team to trade for him? Like, that's a guy that I think teams circle back on
Have you looked at these? There's been plenty of minor transactions that have happened.
In the last day or so.
In the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, like there's not been a lot of activity.
I mean, there's people trading for upgrades at catcher. There's people trading for making minor trades to get people they think can catch the ball a little bit better. Like, what do you mean?
Danny Jansen was traded
Slater
like a couple
was just traded
yeah,
again.
Today. Like I said, it's like
you're telling me there haven't been transactions in Major League Baseball the last 2 weeks.
I'm saying
that have involved people changing teams.
What I'm saying,
we could go through. I can Google it in the next break.
Would you actually like to know what I'm saying? Or
they're
just
not
talk
major
over
trades.
Me?
This wouldn't be a major trade.
I'm saying that they could still circle back and trade Ramon Urias in the last 24 hours. Now, if he's still here, I'm with you. But I'm just like, I don't think Ramon Urias is a priority for anyone. Is all I'm saying. Like Danny Jansen got traded what yesterday.
And Mullins and O'Hearn should be the bigger priorities to trade than Ramon because of the return.
I'm just like trying to think now of like teams that have done very minor things because like it's happened. It's been happening. He clings to these guys like he.
Well, there's
like,
no doubt
like,
about that.
Like he thinks if he just waits, like I don't know, something great's gonna happen. Look, but the problem is he's not good with time management up against deadlines.
Look, Ken and I thought multiple moves are gonna be made over the weekend.
I told you nothing's gonna happen.
I thought two. Ken thought three.
By the way, I feel uncomfortable because I feel like it sounds like I'm defending him when I say these things, and I don't want to. Like that's not
the
where
I am. The easiest thing to do is flip some relief pitchers who have no control. And then we know why the one with control got done, because he wanted a draft pick and he had to get it done before the draft.
Well, and Tampa called him.
I mean, again, like trading, figuring out Cedric Mullins' value and not looking like a fool at the end because other outfielders are traded and you're like, well, why couldn't they get for Mullins? Like that takes a little more know-how. Like figuring out O'Hearn, who he went from a 1,000 OPS the first 6 weeks of the season to a sub 700 since the Memorial Day. How's he going to navigate that wicket? Oh, and he kept playing him at first base and he kept peeing down his leg. Like, I don't know. That strikes me as a little more difficult. Morton strikes me as a lot more difficult. Eflin, in part because he's always hurt, a lot more difficult. Do I think he's going to thread all those needles in real time? Hell no. Not with a three-person staff. Not with him not wanting to delegate. Not with them being among the most insular, naive front offices in baseball. No. No. I'm going to fade them until they prove otherwise. I think they're frauds. At the major league level, they're frauds.
We'll see. I still think
We could go back to a year ago and Eloy Jimenez and Austin Slater. We can do it.
That was fun.
We can go through the whole thing. But they're frauds until proven otherwise.
They got Austin Slater like 5 minutes before the deadline last year and Eloy Jimenez. Remember all that flurry of activity of quantity instead of quality?
The year before the general soreness year, that was we were off air basically. The show was basically over.
By the way, I'm a little bothered that people have misappropriated Jason's nickname for Tyler O'Neill. Like that was Jack Flaherty. And now I see all these memes now with Tyler O'Neill, General Soreness. Like General Soreness, there's only one general.
You know what I would love to see? Like, you know when you were kids and you collected baseball cards and it'd be like Cal and Eddie, or you know what I mean? Like the two and one, or it'd be like, you know, Tigers up the middle. Yeah. And it would be like Whitaker and Trammell, you know, and they'd both be on the same card. Or like ALE shortstop, or you know, back then ALE shortstops, and it's like, you know, Robin Yount and Cal Ripken and Trammell on the four and a card. I just want one like Orioles General Soreness, and it's Flaherty and O'Neill. Yeah. I would love to have that card and then go out and get them both to autograph it.
The Generals.
Wait, you think like, they would?
The Generals.
I don't know.
The Orioles Generals, like 2023 and 2025, and it's Flaherty and O'Neill.
I don't think Jack Flaherty.
And Flaherty is holding his back, and O'Neill's holding he's wearing one of those rubber things. Like when you know when you got in a car accident back in the day and they put like the rubber thing around your neck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the white foam thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And O'Neill's wearing one of those because he slept bad the night before. The Generals.
Well, we have 27 hours until the deadline. Orioles and Blue Jays, this game is wacky.
This game is wacky.
We're going to update you on what the heck is happening this afternoon at Camden Yards. That's next here on The Fan.